Well, welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is December 1st, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai announced he'll be stepping down from his post on inauguration day. Now, under the law, the five-member commission can have no more than three commissioners from any one political party. So this could have a big impact on net neutrality. Now, I am a big tennis fan, and I gotta admit, I was a little disappointed to learn that net neutrality has nothing to do with a peace agreement between Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic. Yeah, their battle for the GOAT of tennis is another issue for another day. But the idea of net neutrality is that internet providers should not be allowed to block or slow internet traffic to particular sites and then offer higher speeds for certain sites at a higher price. So even though you drive a Prius, you should be allowed to drive in the fast lane with the other cars. Yep, so move over Ferrari, move over Lamborghini, me and my Ford Festiva, we're driving the Autobahn. Well, in 2017, Pai voted with his fellow Republican commissioners to remove rules that allowed for net neutrality. But now that Biden will be able to name his replacement, there might be enough votes to allow for net neutrality. And hopefully, I'm just saying hopefully, the replacement will be a Federer fan just saying, hey, you're incredible on clay, Rafael, but Federer, yeah, he's the GOAT, hands down. All right, but his stepping down is also big news as it relates to how Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act should be interpreted. Now, I gotta admit, don't you just love how they can name acts Communication Decency Act? Like, you're gonna legislate that communications be decent? Yeah, good luck with that one. Well, this section shields tech platforms from being held liable for their users' post. But in order to get this shield of liability, yeah, that sounds like a superpower, doesn't it? Shield of liability. But I doubt Marvel will be making that movie anytime soon. But in order to get this shield, the tech company cannot be an editor of content. But after this last election, I think it seems fair to say that big tech interfered and dictated what information should be blocked. Yeah, they were an editor of content. One needs to look no further than the Hunter Biden laptop issue. I mean, big tech blocked any post on this issue, even though it was admitted that the facts of the story were absolutely true, but the censors didn't like the implications from those facts. All right, lastly, in the news yesterday, Joe Biden broke his foot playing tug-of-war with his dog. Yeah, his advisors now think that accepting a dog as a gift named Donnie Jr., probably not the best idea. Well, that's our update from December 1st, 2020.